In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Jesus has come and brings pleasure eternal. The final stanza of this hymn invites us to ponder his love. And at the heart of true love is a necessity. A master author, writing to a young poet, once gave him this sage advice. Ask yourself in the still hour of the night, do I have to write? Dig into yourself for the deepest answer. And if there should be heard agreement, if you can meet this earnest question with a strong and simple, I have to, then build your life around this necessity. The necessity of which this man speaks is not the necessity that comes from without. It is not the necessity that comes when an alien power forces his will upon your life. Rather, this man speaks of a necessity that grows from within. The necessity of which he speaks is the necessity that proceeds from true love. The man who truly loves does not propose marriage out of convenience, but out of personal need. The woman ought not marry the man she can live with, but the man she cannot live without. Love is not simply a choice or an activity in which one engages for the moment. Rather, love is an identity to which he surrenders himself. The lover cannot be other than what he is. He must be with his beloved. He must build his life around his beloved. He must, of necessity, give himself into the possession of his beloved. At the heart of true love is a necessity. This is the love that resides at the depth of God's being. This is the love that is now manifested in Jesus Christ. Indeed, throughout the four Gospels, Jesus preaches about this necessity. Thus St. Mark writes, "And Jesus began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things." Jesus speaks of his incarnate life, his death, and his resurrection as that which is necessary. He must suffer. The cross is a necessity, not one that is imposed upon him from without, but a necessity that grows from within. Because of his love, the only begotten Son of God must become flesh, and he must be with his beloved, and he must give his life for her salvation. God comes to save his people, not because he simply chooses to do so, but because he must. Salvation is not merely an activity in which God wishes to engage for the moment. It is not simply a hobby or a career that God finds enjoyable for a season. God must save his people, not because a foreign power demands it, not because an alien force imposes its will upon God. No, he must save his bride, because at the depth of his being, God is love. God cannot be other than what he is, and he is, as the ancient liturgies describe him, the lover of mankind. Christ our Lord must come in human flesh and blood. He must be with his beloved, build his life around her, and unite with her, whether in life or in death. And so it is truly meet, right, and salutary that we ponder his love this Epiphany season. For here in the life of the church, Christ comes out of the necessity of true love to give himself to us. Here our Lord proposes marriage, and we are called to respond to his love with our love. Indeed, we gather in the sanctuary and come to the altar not because we can live with God, but because we cannot live without him. Our communion with Christ is not a matter of choice. It is not an activity in which we choose to engage for the moment. Rather, our union with him is a necessity, not a necessity imposed by some external power, but a necessity that grows from within, the necessity of true love. To Christ be all the glory, now and forever.